I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Encouraging updates from believers in Syria contrast the latest grim headlines. First, the good news, churches are starting to recover. Samuel, of Redemptive Stories, works closely with Syrian believers.
They want to begin the process of restoring and renewing everything that has been broken over the past 10 years of war. We are seeing some churches doing some rebuilding projects. There are new buildings happening in some of those communities that have already seen peace arrive. That has been a great sign of hope for many of the churches, many of the Christians that live there.
The bad news, significant challenges remain in Syria. The latest UN report describes COVID-19 spikes and an escalating food crisis. Find ways to pray and help Christians who want to stay in Syria at missionnews.org. And when Ahmad contacted Heart for Iran's call center, he was angry. The ministry's work was pointless, he said, because God doesn't care about all the suffering. The counselor prayed with Ahmad and kept in touch. One day he called in asking for a Bible and told the counselors he'd found hope and peace in Christ. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
By watching Mohabbat on satellite and following us online or through our social media and chats, many Iranians are learning about Jesus Christ and his love for them. When they contact us, we spend quality time in answering their questions, provide counseling for them, and identify biblical applications to their crisis. This allows us to share the gospel with them.
Many Muslims in Iran are drawn to Christians seeing their love for Jesus. Read the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org for ways to help. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.